Continuing, the increase in the cost of cadres is the result of two different considerations. One, the constantly increased scale of productive units requires more intermediate personnel to coordinate it. And two, the political dangers that result from the repeated syndical organization of the relatively low-skilled personnel are countered by the creation of a larger intermediate stratum who can be both political allies for the ruling stratum and models of a possible upward mobility for the unskilled majority, thereby blunting its political mobilization. Their salaries significantly increase the overall personnel bill. And that's, unquote, from Emanuel Wallerstein, from his chapter in Does Capitalism Have a Future? David M. Gordon, in Fat and Mean, The Corporate Squeeze of Working Americans and the Myth of Managerial Downsizing, called it the bureaucratic burden, the massive size and cost of the managerial and supervisory apparatus of private U.S. corporations, saying that it's, quote, it's one of the most stunning features of the U.S. economy. With David Gordon's help, we argued in our June 2nd and 9th, 2013 shows against this implied market mythology that, unfortunately, we do see in this excerpt from Wallerstein, the false notion that market determination and legitimization of value is anything but ideological service to the class system. In the June 2nd, 2013 show, we said, quote, if we believe this myth that inequality is a function of the mental manual divide, and they want us to believe that, and that this so-called fundamental divide is the driver of progress, then we can easily be convinced to accept the consequence, the weight of so-called civilization being placed squarely on the backs of those who provide us our food, clothing, and natural resources. And this in itself suggests conscious design, as there's no intrinsic rationale for paying corporate hacks. And the late economist David Gordon knew this, wrote about it in Fat and Mean, more than teachers. No rational reason why those who harvest our food are abused, while CEOs who rape the earth are given tax breaks and called creators, quote unquote. It's all a scam, as the debased and despised hands are far more essential for sustaining life. And what surpasses this in significance, unquote, and that's from the June 2nd show. And in the June 9 show, we argued that maintaining the cons turns out to be the most highly rewarded economic activity, just so happens. And in previous shows, and this was in June 9th, I was saying this, we've argued that the Plato-driven citizen-barbarian division in any of its many guises, in any of the many guises of mental manual labor, in any of its many guises, this citizen-barbarian division, insider-outsider, mental manual, provides the key divide of class. So preserving this con must necessarily be highly remunerated.